welcome to The Pulse, talking tech at MHC. This podcast is produced by the educational technology team at Mount Holyoke College. Our staff are on hand to help faculty and students with the major technologies used in teaching and learning here at Mount Holyoke. If you'd like to hear more about what we do or collaborate with us on a project, please reach out to our team at edtech@mtholyoke.edu.
On today's episode, our colleague Stephanie interviews Jennifer Jacoby, Associate Professor in Psychology and Education and Director of the Teaching and Learning Initiative, on podcasting assignments. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Stephanie. I'm here today with Jennifer, and we're going to talk a little bit about a podcast assignment that you did in conjunction with the EdTech team with one of your spring courses this past year. So we've got three questions for you, and we're so glad to have you on the show today. To jump right in, what made you decide to pursue a podcasting assignment for this class in particular?
Well, thank you for inviting me, Stephanie. It's really fun to be here to talk about this. So this class in particular is a 300-level seminar course in the Psychology and Education Department, but it also contributes to the Nexus track in educational policy and practice. And so as I was revising my syllabus and thinking about how it can, the course contributes to that Nexus track, I really wanted to think about not just having a traditional final paper kind of assignment, but thinking about what is the kind of writing and the kind of communication that students can practice here that's really applicable to that curriculum to career connection that we hope for in Nexus. And so I was thinking about wanting students to be able to take, research from the field of education, psychology, sociology, related fields, and make it accessible to others, to use it to advocate for policies or advocate for practices that make positive change for children and communities, because that's sort of the goal of this course. And the podcast assignment seemed like a really, it provided this idea of audience and purpose that I thought was really motivating in terms of meeting those goals I had for students.
Yeah, wow. And that sounds, you know, really integrated with the work they were doing on a couple of different levels, which is exciting to hear. You've spoken to this just a little bit before, but I want to ask even a little deeper. How did the podcast fit into the kind of arc of the curriculum for this particular course?
So I think, you know, this is something that the assignment is something that I developed in conjunction with all of you in the EdTech team. And I was so grateful for your support around that, because you really encouraged me to think about how to scaffold the pieces of this assignment. And so it actually fit really nicely the way the components work, because, you know, my arc of thinking about course design in general is to think about, you know, how do I move from first providing a theoretical framing for students, you know, how are we grounding ourselves in this discipline? And this course happens to be about early childhood language development, language and literacy development, and the different contexts that that development happens in, you know, so homes and schools and communities. And so when I think about the course, I think about like this theoretical grounding. I think about going deep into research. But then, like I said, I think towards the end of the course, I'm really thinking about how students can synthesize all of this work and translate it into something that's meaningful outside of the classroom in the real world. So the podcast assignment was really great because I sort of started the in-depth podcast assignment about 6 to 8 weeks, I think, into the semester. So it gave a time, you know, for there to be this grounding in the course content. And then allowed students to start to pursue their own sub-interests within the bigger topic. And I think the assignment, the way the components were broken up and scaffolded in terms of, you know, making a script and thinking about, you know, what the motivating questions are that you want to answer in this very tight timeline. All of those things really kind of fit nicely with the arc of the curriculum in the class.
Oh, good. And I want to acknowledge that's really kind words that you said earlier about working with the EdTech team. I want to say Annie and I, who were the ones who partnered with you for this class, were also really thrilled to be able to think about this assignment and how it fit in for your students. So thank you. So finally, question number three. I know this is the first time you would run this specific assignment in this course. Did your students have any feedback on how it went that you found to be useful as far as iteration?
Yes, and I should go backwards and say I never would have attempted the podcast assignment if I didn't have the support from you and the rest of your team, Annie and Matt and everybody. So huge thanks to all of you, because it was a big learning moment for me as well. Yes, I think, so interestingly, I had a few students who had done a podcast in a previous class. I think only one or two, but that was super cool. So even though it was my first time, it wasn't all of the students' first time, though the majority of the students had not done a podcast before. Some of the feedback I got is they really appreciated that they could pursue their own individual interests, and their individual interests were pretty broad and strayed in different directions from what, you know, I sort of think about in terms of the course. So I think that was a really positive aspect. I did have students break into groups. I think there's always that tension with group work, a little bit of push and pull around negotiating roles within a group. But I think that is as much a part of the learning that you do in an assignment as you know, the content of the assignment. So in their final reflections, everybody had really positive things to say, though, ultimately, about the collaborative piece, because I think our students really do work hard to make collaborations work. So the reflections were all, I know in the moment I was getting some questions about my group member hasn't checked in a couple days, you know, like those kinds of things. But at the end, people's reflections on the process were really positive. I think something that some other feedback I got that I think is something I will work on the next time I do this assignment is some students felt like, I think some students missed the long paper, which confused me as a, but I think maybe that feels comfortable. Like that's a comfortable thing to be asked to do. And maybe a podcast didn't feel as comfortable or, and I'm hopeful for this, it's one of those things that like 5 years from now, they reflect back, oh, wow. Like 5 years from now, they see the point of being pushed to do this sort of translational for a broader audience kind of assignment. So that might just be something I learn about how I frame the assignment for students or about maybe that's a challenge to me and other faculty members to bring in more translational work into the syllabus so students do really see how important it is. So there's some feedback that I'm going to think about for framing the assignment, but the overall experience for me and for the students seems to have been quite positive.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. And it's interesting to hear you like reflect on what you heard from the students and talk about it being translational. I think that's an even, you know, more in-depth way of thinking about a podcast than one might at first blush. So thanks for sharing that. And thanks on the whole for being willing to share your time and your thoughts on this. We are so thrilled you were able to join us on our little podcast project, and we look forward to figuring out new other projects with you in the future.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Lindsay here with one thing you should know about LITs. Because of the construction of our building, our library has a floor 2.5. It's located beneath the reading room. Looking for something to watch this weekend? Floor 2.5 is where you can find our collection of leisure DVDs. This collection is updated approximately once a month with a variety of new releases. Check it out.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. This is Stephanie, here with the answer to our last technology trivia question and a new question to puzzle over. Our previous question was, this person is credited with naming the discipline of software engineering. Her work got the Apollo astronauts to the moon. What is her name? And the answer is Margaret Hamilton. Our new technology trivia question is as follows. The fastest supercomputer in Europe as of 2023 is LUMI, L-U-M-I. Do you know what that name means? Tune in next time to hear the answer, along with more EdTech updates from our team. See you next time.